4. Free vitamins at the library to help boost health. A Teignbridge library will be offering free vitamins thanks to a new partnership. The pilot scheme between Libraries Unlimited and Devon County Council will offer free Healthy Start vitamins to eligible families at 3 Devon libraries, including Tynmouth. The scheme aims to make the vitamins available to Devon residents via libraries to increase accessibility and uptake. As of April 2025, more than 2,500 people in Devon received Healthy Start. However, it is estimated that up to 2,000 additional eligible families and individuals are not yet signed up. Families and individuals may be eligible for free Healthy Start vitamins if they are more than 10 weeks pregnant or have a child under 4 years old and meet income or benefit criteria. Applications can be made online, by phone or email. Find out more about Healthy Start, www.healthystart.nhs.uk/how-to-apply. Alex Kitto, CEO at Libraries Unlimited, shared, "Libraries are more than just books. We are pleased to be working with Devon County Council to make Healthy Start a more accessible and to support our communities."
Number of rail journeys in Teignbridge increases. The number of passengers journeys taken at rail stations in Teignbridge has increased, latest figures show. The Campaign for Better Transport said it was a cause for celebration that more people across Britain are taking the train and called for investment to expand the rail network further. New figures released by the Office of Rail and Road show that there were around 4 million entries and exits recorded across the 5 stations in Teignbridge in the year to March. This was an 8% increase on the 2.8 million the year before and a 12% increase on the 2.7 million recorded in the year to March 2020, the last full year before the COVID pandemic. Some 444,000 of those were made using a season ticket. The busiest stations in Britain were London Liverpool Street, with an estimated 98 million entries and exits. Michael Solomon Williams from the Campaign for Better Transport said, "More people travelling by train is a real cause for celebration, disproving all the gloomy predictions that the railways wouldn't bounce back after the pandemic. People love travelling by train, and everyone who does is helping to cut congestion and carbon emissions. But unfortunately, not everyone has that choice. Some people have no station nearby, and many struggle to afford train travel. We are campaigning for Great British Railways, the new public body that will soon run both train and track, to have clear targets to increase passenger numbers and expand the rail network."
Pupils demand urgent action on road safety. Students at Dawlish College have demanded that Devon Highways bosses take urgent action over road safety near their school before a tragedy occurs. Representatives from the Dawlish College student leadership team met with Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Councillor Dan Thomas, earlier this week to press for immediate action to avoid any further incidents on the road outside their school. Pupils shared powerful testimonies, including the story of a pupil who was airlifted to Bristol Children's Hospital after being struck by a car outside the school in 2024. Head teacher Sam Banks told Councillor Thomas that the incident had changed his understanding of safeguarding. "I realise the responsibility doesn't end when students step off site. The danger on the road outside affects families, staff, and our wider community." Student leader Cohen Bray pointed out that 780 students travel to and from the college every day. Councillor Thomas was accompanied by Devon County Council's Chief Officer for Highways, Nigel Jarvis. When Jarvis noted that a different pedestrian crossing in the area, where a woman in her 80s died following a collision between a car and a mobility scooter, was currently the council's top priority, students challenged the implication that they must wait for another tragedy before action is taken, Jarvis acknowledged their concerns. By the end of the meeting, Councillor Thomas agreed to visit Elm Grove Road with student leaders to assess potential locations for a new crossing, return before February half term with an update, support the students to contact Councillor Rosie Dawson regarding funding for the smiley activated message sign to slow traffic. Students emerged from the meeting feeling heard, empowered, and optimistic about securing change, commented Sandra Lawson from Citizens UK. Students at Dawlish College launched their 20 is Plenty road safety campaign at the start of the year. The campaign drew strong support from local residents and parents who share their concerns about speeding and dangerous driving on Elm Grove Road. Road safety is a hot topic throughout Dawlish, particularly along the A379, which runs near Dawlish College. Among the numerous areas of concern are the existing zebra crossings, with many anecdotal reports of drivers ignoring pedestrians.
Police will work tirelessly to curb antisocial behaviour. A closure order has been granted against a property in Moreton Hampstead following reports of antisocial behaviour. Over the past few months, officers from the Rural Teignbridge policing team have been dealing with an issue of antisocial behaviour in the moorland town. As such, the team successfully applied for a partial closure order at the address. The order, granted by a magistrate, lasts for 3 months and means that only certain persons named on the order can access the property. Any other visitors will be committing a criminal offence by entering. The Rural Teignbridge Neighbourhood Policing Team has said it will work tirelessly with residents in its attempt to curb long-term antisocial behaviour.
Timoth seagull reaches Australia. One of a trio of seagulls released from Timoth Promenade Park Run earlier this year has made it to the other side of the world. Named after three of the event's long-standing volunteers, Paul, Jerry and Keith, the model gulls were presented to visitors to the Timoth event on May the 3rd. Seagull Paul has now made it to Australia, and Timoth Promenade Park Run event director Paul Burgess hopes he will now head to Auckland, New Zealand, to meet his son, Tom Burgess. Jerry, who was previously in Rome, Italy, is now back in the UK and recently attended the Moat Park Run in Kent. Sadly, Seagull Keith is missing in action. Meanwhile, on home turf, runners are invited to don fancy dress for the Timoth Promenade Christmas Park Run on Saturday, December the 20th.
Exminster's £70,000 traffic safety scheme. A £70,000 traffic scheme to reduce speeds and improve safety in Exminster has been agreed. Plans have been approved after Exminster Parish Council asked Devon County Council to investigate and undertake a feasibility study of sites across the village. Proposals for ways to make sites across the village safer were first suggested in 2024, when the Parish Council looked at updating the neighbourhood development plan. This identified a need for traffic calming and improved pedestrian and cycle crossing facilities in the village. The Parish Council identified that the speed of vehicles travelling along Main Road may be perceived as unsafe by those walking, wheeling and cycling through and around the village. Feedback collected during consultation also indicated concerns with speeding vehicles as a form of antisocial behaviour. Councillors worked with road safety officers to come up with a scheme that encompasses as many of the concerns raised by residents as possible. A spokesman for Exminster Parish Council said, "The intention is that the proposals will bring down average vehicle speeds and create a more pleasant and accessible environment along Main Road for pedestrians, cyclists and those using bus services. The first step is the design work, estimated to cost £70,000, and the Parish Council will be funding this from Community Infrastructure Levy."